The Ark of Millions of Years, the Star of David. Readers are referred to the chapter The Union of the Polarity, Volume 1, for the beginning knowledge and symbolism of the six-pointed star below. The Star of David, the Creator's Star, or Magen David, Shield of David, is a six-pointed star formed by two interlocking equilateral triangles. The Shield of David gets its name from the tradition that David carried a hexagram-shaped shield during the defeat of the giant Goliath. Later, tradition has it that the now King David flew it on his banner, making it the symbol of his kingdom. From where did King David get this symbol? The symbolism has much more ancient roots. It was first designed by Noah, Shem, and Abraham to illustrate the union of the polarity to their descendants and to others of the human race. The knowledge was preserved through Abraham's lineage until the time of David, when he made it his national symbol. The symbol was a reminder of their ancient divine origin, when it became King David's national symbol. It was often referred to as the king's star. His son, King Solomon, wore a six-pointed star signet ring called the Seal of Solomon. According to tradition, the ring possessed magical properties that Solomon used in Kabbalistic magic. The symbol, with its upward-pointing triangle, the symbol of the temporal earth, fire, and the downward-pointing triangle, the symbol of the divine spirit, earth, water, represents the descent of the watery divine into the fiery matter, or the union of the polarity. Where these two meet in the center of the star, a unifying point of balance and beauty is reached, the origin for the yin and yang symbolism, an origin of the name, the Creator's Star. The ancient symbol would have been lost to the world had it not been preserved in the Kabbalah. In Kabbalistic magic, the form of the hexagram is employed for its magical and protective properties. Today, it is a strong symbol of Jewish identity and remains so even during the dark days of Nazi persecution, when Jews were forced to wear a yellow hexagram as an identifier. Modern-day Jews view the six-point stars as representing a day of the week, with the center corresponding to the Sabbath. The star was incorporated into the flag of the State of Israel in 1948. The Star of David has also been found in cosmological diagrams in Hinduism and Buddhism and Jainism, which suggest they have a common origin. This has long puzzled scholars as to where the common origin was originated. Lacking the knowledge of the union of the polarity, the original source of the symbol would still remain a mystery. Most likely, the children of Abraham, by his second wife and concubines, carried the knowledge with them when they departed to the east with gifts that their father had given them. From them, the knowledge spread and was incorporated into Eastern doctrine. The planetary grand sextile alignment is another heavenly symbol, signs in the sky, denoting a remembrance of the union of the polarity. The rare magnificent planetary show, as seen on the night of November 8, 2003, occurred during a full lunar eclipse. If you drew imaginary connecting points to the planets in the alignment, a Star of David would be formed, with the Earth located in the center of the star. This particular alignment was last seen when it heralded the birth of King Solomon. Because Kabbalists view this sign as a heralding sign of an important event, your authors believe that it was heralding the return to the earth of the lost knowledge of the vital missing key of creation, called the Union of the Polarity, restored in our first book, The Ark of Millions of Years, Volume 1. The Star of David, after all, was the symbol of the union of the polarity, the event was viewed worldwide. It seems that only a few viewers of this spectacular event took notice, and regrettably, even fewer knew of its symbolism. Were all the Kabbalists and astronomers asleep at the wheel? Your authors were aware of the approaching event 3 months before its occurrence, and furthermore, we understood its symbolism. CNN News did make a brief announcement of the heavenly event, only mentioning the full lunar eclipse. Present-day astronomers are the finest the world has ever known, unlike the ancient magi, who were astronomers as well, but they lacked ancient prophecy knowledge concerning the cosmos, which the magi possessed. The magi could link prophecy with the signs in the sky. It is unfortunate that this ability appears to have been lost, because astronomers could have alerted the world much earlier than your authors writing a Volume 2 about the significance of the upcoming Mayan world end time date of 2012. However, your authors believe it is better late to be forewarned than never warned at all.